Everybody, that was the High Desert Hooligans off their new album, man, kicking it out. I love it. Welcome to the Rogue Show. You guys know we do it every Friday night. We kick back, we talk MMA, we say what we want, and we jam all night. So first off, let me give a shout out to my great sponsors, Clock Tower Pub, man, number one sports bar in Oregon, BrawlBase.com. Go check them out, man. Reed Park and the boys doing big things. Also, Clinch Custom Mouth Guard, GetClinch.com. Protect that grill with the best mouth guards in the business. And Vision's Smoke Shop and Glass Distribution for all your wholesale needs, people. And for Frisbee Golf. Shit, anything you need, they got it. Lepaki, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Man, I'm doing great, buddy. I just took some new mood, and, man, it's just a new mood, man. How about the sponsors, buddy? Clock Tower Pub. What was going on at Clock Tower Pub all this week? Did anybody come in and ask for Russian dressing?
No, but you know what? It's
God,
funny.
Dude,
these
people need to start paying attention, man. Whoever goes in and asks for Russian dressing and says, hi, Skippy, have fun, get some Madhouse shirt. It's simple. It's simple. A Madhouse shirt gets you into absolute chaos. I mean, come on.
For free. For life. Okay.
And you get the shirt for free just by asking for Russian dressing. Just ask Mandy. Just say, Mandy, I need some Russian dressing from Skippy. That way I know it's legit.
I do Wednesday,
she'll give you good service. She'll give you good service where Skippy, he kind of drops the ball.
Yeah, I know. No,
he'll cook your food good, but he ain't going to give you no service.
Dude, that's true.
He'll give you the business.
Sometimes the drunks, man, like the hardcore drinkers that come in every once in a while, like, they get mouthy, and I love it, dude, because I'm just waiting for that, that moment that I get to toss somebody. That's the best part. But, I mean, this week was chill, man. We had a great time, and Dan ran a De La Hoya marathon on Wednesday. He played, like, 7 De La Hoya fights, the whole event, through the whole day. So, I don't know why, he just came in, he's like, let's rock De La Hoya on the big screens all day. So we did on most of them, and then, you know, ESPN and crap on the other ones. But, and then Thursday, he ran a bunch of Bellator highlights and stuff, and then we all of us chilled before Bellator kicked off on the Spike.com free card and had some cold ones and some fatties and shot home, watched Bellator, man. Now I tell you what, the greatest nut shot in the history of MMA, motherfucker.
Dude,
greatest,
that was vicious,
shot
bro.
Ever.
That was absolutely vicious, man.
But hands down, it's rare you ever see a referee actually physically touch a fighter, let alone get into him like Big John did. Big shout out to him for fucking manning up and telling that guy how the fuck it was. It was great.
Dude, that was hilarious.
When he told him to be a goddamn professional MMA fighter, that guy just fucking buckled up and was like, yes, sir. good card. I got to tell you.
Dude, what about guy Frodo last night? Okay, you remember when he took that shot in the ball, dude? Did
Frodo
you hear him
bad.
On the ground? Dude, he sounded like a stuck pig down on the ground. Like, over and over for that whole 5-minute break when he was laying down, dude. And then Big John's like, rub it, jump it, jump it out. Jump it out. I need you to shake it out. Like, what?
No,
dude, the guy just took a heavy-duty knee to the balls, dude. Give him a minute.
It was an interesting night. I mean, there was quite a few nut shots last night. I mean, and some illegal strikes, you know, especially, you know, for a guy to lose 3 points in a fight. I mean, I obviously Big John is a good referee and everything, but I can't believe that guy, you know, after head kick and then the illegal nut shot, which was very, Manny Laura, who did that. It was very, very blatant. I mean, that motherfucker just jacked him in the nuts.
Hold on a second. I think we got us a friend on the line.
Dude, that was a tricep pull down. That was a tricep like pull down exercise, dude. And he went for it twice, but the second time he missed. I don't know how, but he airballed the second shot. Luckily for Apple.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff. What's up, killer? Hey.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Get closer to the microphone.
What, in the microphone?
Speak into the microphone. That's what I tell my wife late at night.
Skippy, this isn't movie. This isn't movie time, buddy.
This one don't look like that. It's like a flashlight.
It's like a flashlight.
It's a flashlight, baby. Hey, Jeff, I listened to that the other night, and your reaction in the background when me and Lapaki are talking, and all of a sudden you go, "What the? Wow!" And dude, it was priceless, man. Dude, you just like. I could tell right then you opened up the page.
Yeah. Yeah, you could. I listened to it again, too, and I was like, I had my wife listen, and I'm like, watch. She thought it was pretty funny.
Told you she would laugh.
Dude, it was hilarious.
Her ass off. Yeah. And then she said, you told me you didn't want one of those. Don't want one. Skippy does.
Skippy don't want one. Skippy wants another one.
Yeah.
Dude, it was awesome.
A black one with an Asian inside. What the hell is that?
That's for the free.
Blasian, I guess.
So hey,
they
we're
have
talking
a,
about...
They have a different feel.
Yeah,
I gotta clean up my... Guys, I gotta clean up my screen printing stuff, and I'll be back in 5 minutes, and then I can stay, okay?
All right, buddy.
So, you know, we just talked about the Appel Flora fight, but you touched on the Frodo, I don't even want to butcher his name, versus
Nazbalaev.
Dude, over Marlon Sandro, I'll tell you what, that kid from top to bottom is just a beast, wasn't he? He was everywhere. I mean, I'm super impressed with his game from top to bottom.
Oh, dude, the way he was able to transition around on the top, when he had top control, like, he really had some heavy-duty hips, bro. Like, you could tell, like, in his transitions how crisp they were. I mean, and to get those two super deep submissions on Sandro, who's a black belt, and, you know, I mean, dude, that one Kimura was super deep, bro.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I was like, that thing's about to snap. I was like, we're about to watch this guy get a broken arm. And that's the one I don't really like watching, man, is the damn Kimura, bro. For some reason, that one just makes my stomach a little softer than all the other ones.
Well, his guard from the bottom, his work from the bottom, his work standing up, everything about his game, I got to tell you what, he definitely looks like he's ready to go the distance. And, you know, they brought Mike Richmond in afterwards to, you know, hype that fight up. But I don't think Richmond's got the game to fucking hang with him. Not after watching him fight the Alexander Bereza fight.
Yeah, dude, but Bezeja's a fucking great matchup for Richmond because he's quick and, he's pretty elusive and he's got good takedowns. And that kind of makes, because Richmond's like, I don't know, man. You've seen Richmond. I've seen him floor people with the head kick, bro. Boom, like lights out. I mean, the dude, I mean, and he outside of his fight with Shamalayev, who I don't think anybody in 145 right now in Bellator is going to beat that guy. I hope that Michael Chandler likes the title. Or not Michael Chandler, but Michael Chandler is a lightweight champion. Curran, which I think that's a great fight, dude. I mean, Curran versus Shamalayev, but. Also, last night, I want to give a big shout-out to Keith, the KO Kid Barry, man, for getting that first-round submission victory over Richard Rigmaden. Very nice job.
Well, so
dude, what about that? While we're talking about nut shots, what about the nut shot that Vanderlei took last week in that savage fight that he had with Brian Stann?
Dude, that was classic Vanderlei. That's what guys like me and you and fans out there who have really followed MMA at a much broader level than just the UFC, that's the Vanderlei we saw back in the day. explosive, you know, chin ready to go, man. I mean, he was ready to bang, leave it all in the ring. It was, you know, die by the sword kind of mentality, and I loved it. It was great to get in there and be so aggressive.
Yeah, but I mean, on top of that, though, man, I mean, look at what Brian Stan did. If anybody was ever on the fence about Brian Stan, dude, that guy should have earned anybody's respect last week, dude, because
he did here.
He fucking stepped in there and he brought heat, dude. Those guys absolutely brought what is, if you don't think that was fight of the year, I mean, there's definitely some other fights that are right up there, but. And, you know,
yeah,
I could be saying fight of the year because I'm a biased Vanderlei Silva fan, and that just took me back to, like, 2002. But that's going to be a hard one to beat.
Point about the respect there, because I was a little suspect of Brian Stan and have been for some time, and then I saw him just leave it in the ring like that. I was honestly very impressed with his game that night. I mean, he came, he brought it, he came balls deep. You know, it's funny. You know, we've talked about this before in many aspects. Too many people aren't coming to finish anymore. And Brian Stan looked like he came to finish, just like Vanderlei. These boys came to leave it in the ring and not leave it into the judges. And I liked that. It was great to see that aggressive nature again.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. What did you think about when Sandstorm hit and then, like, the flashing lights, man, it was so awesome that they let Vanderlei come out to that. I mean, I was like, if you weren't, like, I was watching that fight, like, that was a hard fight to watch because, I mean, Vanderlei did get put on freaking queer street twice, you know, and I mean, and it's like hard, it's like I have the same kind of feeling when I watch BJ Penn fights as I do when I watch Vanderlei Silva fights now because it's like they're at that point in their career where, you know, like I still think Vanderlei could have beat Rich Franklin. He just, I don't know what happened there. He just let him off the hook.
But do you think that, you know, one of the differences I felt, and I believe Vanderlei got dropped three times, actually, if I'm not mistaken, maybe even four. But do you think Vanderlei's ability, when he got dropped, instantly snatch up those legs each time? Do you think, because if you watch the fight, because I just watched the replay just now, each time Stan fell back on his ass, and each time
the one time Stan fell, he face planted.
Well, that was towards the end, but I'm talking about the first couple of times that Stan, you know, got, you know, wobbly, not even all the way down. He went backwards, and Vanderlei each time went down, he went forwards, grabbing those legs up every time. And I think it's good refereeing, too, if we're going to point out things in this fight, because some refs would have felt like they should have stopped, could have stopped it at a couple of different points, but they let this fight go, and I'm glad they did.
Oh, yeah, well, Vanderlei made sure they stopped it. And at the end of the day, unfortunately, Mr. Stan, that's how I was rooting, and I'm very happy for the outcome, but thank you for bringing the show. Well, let's get back to Bellator, man, real quick. What about that Brett Cooper fight last night with Dan Kramer? Those guys were going to town, and then Cooper just turned the lights out. Like that uppercut, the first uppercut, man, you saw when he snapped Kramer's head back. That guy was, I don't even know if he was seeing stars, man. I think he was seeing, like, black holes or alternate universes or something there for a minute. Like he went on like a DMT. He got punched so hard on that uppercut that he went on a DMT trip.
Well, the next round of the tournament is going to be interesting, you know, because at least one of them is going to be the finals. So it's going to be interesting to see what those guys do. Like I said, I got Frodo winning it. I mean,
that's a different tournament. That's a different tournament.
I know, I said.
What about Doug Marshall? What did you think about his reaction after winning the split decision?
I thought he was surprised.
Oh, I think the whole world was surprised. He got outstruck like 3-1 over the course of the fight. taken down like nine times. He got taken down nine times. I was struck like 78 to 26 or something. I can't remember. I'm pretty sure that's pretty close to the numbers. And wins a split decision.
That's great, you know, judging it on somebody's part there.
That was absolutely awesome.
Dude, speaking of some fighters that won this past weekend since the last time we've been on here, Charlie, the Madman Gathers, dude, big shout-out for getting your pro win over there at Complete Devastation 8, brother. Very proud of you. Also,
yeah, dude, that was awesome. Hey, dude, how about, hold on, let's talk about that fight, man. What about that picture that Rob Lynn took with the guy about to snap that head kick off?
Well, I talked to Charlie, and he said that head kick, he said it fucking wobbled him. He said he just all of a sudden got real angry. He said for a second there, he lost focus, and then all of a sudden he was just pissed off. And that just started getting in there. He said maybe it took a head kick to kick all this shit loose, this losing streak he was on, you know, after that long winning streak. But he said he felt great after that head kick. Yeah, I know. You know,
okay.
Like, that's the bad man for you, dude. Takes a good head kick to piss you off, man.
Dude, I don't know, but that was a big win for Charlie, man, and super, super happy for the guy, man. And he's got another fight, I think April 6th, the weekend before my birthday.
Yep, he picked up that fight, and he picked up a fight in June off of that win. So,
nice.
Two more pro fights lined up for him right away.
Good, he'll be back over 500 here before too long at all. And I hope people don't think that those first two fights were the sign of anything. I mean, Tyler Saltzman is... a fucking beast wrestler. That's not a bad loss at all. And the other, you know, things happen. Charlie's back. He's on the right track.
Yeah, and I'm proud of him. And his, you know, it's great to see him back that way. You know, one of our other boys over at Madhouse that we sponsor, Bruce Richards, man, he went and fought for a title. He lost. Some people were saying that the fight was stopped a little early. I'm still waiting to see the tape. But you know what kind of baller he is. He's right back on the horse, dude. He's fighting again this weekend. And he's like, and I love it because he said he's going to take it out on his opponent, Derek Chadwell. He's like, that kid's going to get a hurting. And I don't understand why he's not dropping down. Why does he keep fighting at 155? 2 weeks ago, he weighed 157, man. He should drop down to 145 at least.
Because, man, he just likes to fight, man.
Dude, I know. He don't care about lifting. He's like, I just love to fight.
He's like, you know, he's like, man, he was like, what was he the other day? I think he was like 153.6 or something. He goes, I better go eat.
I know. I saw that. I laughed my ass off. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm 156 now. Okay, I'm good. I'm like, come on, Bruce.
Right, he can take a big dump and he'll be ready for weigh-ins.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
I feel bad for that kid.
You know, he ain't cutting weight. He's out. I think he's out drinking beer tonight.
Probably.
I thought he posted something.
Kathy Fitzgerald over there at Extreme Combat Promotions, man. Love her to death. Good lady. Love working with her. She's been throwing some cards, man, a lot lately, all up and down the East Coast. You know? Hey,
Dude, she's putting on some great events, man. Is she streaming this one too, right?
Yeah, she is on Go Fight Live TV, folks, man. You guys ain't using that shit. You guys are way out of date, man. Check it out. Fucking, you get any pay-per-view you want on there, whether it's $9.99, $7.99.
Anyone they have.
Anyone on there. That's what the word on there means.
Oh, is it? Don't get smart. I don't need you getting smart all of a sudden, dude. We've been going just fine for almost a year now. Now, don't get smart all of a sudden in, like, month 11.
Hey, why don't you show me your fucking diploma, smartass?
Hold on. I'll walk over and grab it for you.
He's got it in his wallet, folks. It's laminated. You should see this thing. It's written in crayon.
Dude, it's sweet, buddy. I'll show it. Here, see? Look at it. See?
Man, I can get one of those down at the flea market on the left side.
No, hold on.
It
helps if I do this.
$4.
Dude, no, I paid $250. I got this shipped from Beijing, man. So I bought it off some Asian kid. See?
Where's your audio clip that goes with it? That's cooler, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, dude, I don't even know. I can find that. I don't know if
that's
I can play it for you
shit.
People to hear.
Oh,
wait,
what we
no,
need
I bet
really...
I can't.
Yeah, let's not try this. Jeff has tried this, and it doesn't ever come out good.
Well, I'll work
but
on
I mean,
it while we chat.
How many people,
now, there's a great.
Go for
hold
it.
Hold on. Let's while I pull this music up, let's talk about Warpath that's going on right now up in British Columbia.
Oh yeah. Dude, Bryce Kilpatrick. He just lost to Martin Kwiatkowski in a Muay Thai match. Would love to have seen that.
Yeah, dude, I guess there was an unfortunate, so Morgan Littlechild is the featherweight champion at Warpath MMA. They're having a fight tonight to find his next opponent for the June card. I think it's the June card is the next time Darwin and Francine are putting on an event.
What a fighter we sponsor.
Yeah, dude, Morgan's a badass, dude. Kid just wants to fight, man. You know, people look at his record and they get crazy thoughts, but the kid takes fights like on hours' notice.
Just
so he can fight.
Sponsor or just like scrappers taking short notice fights.
Cause, dude, it's just the way they roll, man. But Morgan's he's at the point now where he's got to start getting smarter about it. He's 3 or 4 fights over 500 now. He's got a couple title belts. I'm pretty sure that Coltar's little brothers fought to a draw tonight. Gagan.
Oh, really?
And then Matt Shannon. Well, it was actually a no contest, not a draw, because there was unfortunately that Gagan hit Matt with an illegal knee, and amateur event in BC, you can't knee to the face.
Yeah. Well, that's a bummer. And
yeah, so Morgan's still waiting to find out who his
there.
Opponent will be. Manveer Burke though had a big win via rear naked choke.
Over Will Shutter.
Yeah, buddy. That's a good little card
right
there,
So, hey, you touched on it. Man, Qatar's, that whole gym right now is doing just big things, man. Amateur and pro alike. Mamba MMA.
Yeah, dude, that was my gym of the year last year. Remember?
Yeah.
2012, yep. Gym of the year was Mamba MMA right here, folks.
Well, I know probably the best gym in the world is probably Clinch Custom Mouth Guards facility that they have. I know you have over 480 employees. They must be like riding around on Segways, buddy.
They are. It's a big campus.
owner and CEO, ex-pro fighter, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, getclinch.com. Man, thank you for joining the Rogue Show, buddy.
Oh, of course. Pleasure's all yours.
Hey, we're going to jump back real quick. Seeing as you're not only a pro fighter in your career, but you're now an official, what did you think of that nut shot, man?
That was vicious. That was retarded. There's nothing he could be swinging at. Oh, yeah, it would have been over.
You would have stopped the fight?
Oh, yeah. Well,
Even if the other guy wanted to go?
Yeah, I guess not. I wouldn't. I'd let him kick his ass for hitting him in the nuts. That was wicked. That was just wrong. That's really, that's just intentional. It couldn't be more intentional. He could not have swung and hit anything else. Nothing. The only thing was dangling there. And it took him 2 shots to get it. No wonder he was losing the fight. He couldn't even hit that, hanging right in front of him.
Is that one of the few times you may give the fighter the option? Like, you can be like, well, you can go and fight him some more, or I can just stop the fight right now.
Yeah, almost. He almost cost him it, though. You see that at the very end. The fucking douchebag almost got him. Hurt him at the end.
Oh, yeah.
That would have sucked if he goes through all that hell. He's up by 4 or 5 points, and then or 6 points, and then loses in the last minute.
Hey, did you guys see that Guns is fighting Dan Lozon?
Who?
John Guns Gunderson, man.
Ooh.
Yeah. He got Dan Lozon at the World Series.
Oh, Dan.
Yeah, the one that just got cut.
That's a good fight for guns, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that at the June Wasoff card?
Yeah, the third
June 14th, the same one with Gerald Harris and John Fitch. Did you hear about that fight?
No.
Yeah, Gerald Harris versus John Fitch at the World Series of Fighting in June.
Don't take Fitch long to pick up another one.
Nah, I think every guy that got cut from the UFC is already re-signed. Matt Riddle signed with Legacy. Sure.
That's a good fit. I think he lives down there.
For Legacy.
Skippy, you were just muted or something.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Oh, sorry. I hit the wrong button. No, I think that's a great signing for Legacy. That's another top-notch signing for them. And it makes me excited because that you know, I've watched them grow from when they were small-time guys in College Station to being now a full amateur league and a full pro league. They're legit, man. They put shark fights out of business, let's be honest. They took over in the state of Texas.
Yeah, dude, Shark Fights was fucking awesome, too, man. That I'm just so surprised they're gone, dude. Shark Fights was, dude, those guys were fucking nuts, bro.
Dude, they used to kill it, man, up there in Amarillo, dude. They threw some of the best cards.
Yeah, because, dude, they were throwing cards, and I used to be able to watch them on, like, Fox Sports Southwest or some shit. I don't even remember when I was living in Tulsa that I could watch Shark Fights.
Yep. Man, I thought they were going to be huge. I love that organization. For all you people out there who don't know what we're talking about, man, go Google them, dude. See some of these cards. I mean, UFC guys stacked from top to bottom before they were UFC guys. I mean, amazing cards.
Hey, how about Josh Calvo, dude? I forgot. I wanted to mention that guy, dude. He had a big win today out in Guam. I didn't get to watch it yet, man. I was at work, bro.
It's a great card. That card just had some just great fights on it.
No, yeah, it did.
Calvo killed it. He just whomped that guy. And the guy was good, but he didn't have any answer to the ground game.
Yeah, no, I actually picked Calvo to win in the second round, and he just decided to demolish the guy in the first round.
He's tough, dude. You know who he's lost to? He lost fighting at 55 and when he couldn't barely, he did almost died making weight. He just shouldn't have been there. And then he lost to Lyle Beerbohm. That's his two losses. He lost to Lyle Beerbohm when he didn't know who Lyle was. I mean, he's a stud.
And
for everybody out there, we're talking about the
Frank.
36 card.
Yes. Yeah, Frank Ramsey lost to 55.
And that one, he went to distance with Ramsey.
Yeah, it looked bad. It looked really bad. I was one of the judges, and he looked like really sick and really weak and really slow, just nothing like himself. Nothing. He's just not meant to be 55. He's too big.
Let me ask you, Jeff. I know a lot of guys that you sponsor in the last 6 months, maybe even the last year, have been fighting in the Pacific Rim a lot and on the islands. Do you think that is a wave and a trend that you're starting to see regularly? You know, or do you think this is just happens to be you have a few great guys you sponsor and they're just getting the contracts?
No, I think that as the sport grows, that there's more opportunities. So they're taking the opportunities. There's more opportunities coming up all over the world because the sport's growing. So that's what I think it is. You know, a lot of them are there. It's their, you know, their heritage. They're going back. Like he went back to fight in Guam. He's, you know, going back to where he came from. And that's cool
stuff.
My
first wife's from. That's fun because I married a Guamanian chick.
Yeah, he's from Guam. You know, Alvin Kaktak, he's from the Philippines, and he went back to the Philippines to fight and became the champ down there. It's just cool stuff when they get to go back and do that stuff.
Well, dude, how many of you guys you got headed back over to Hawaii again? Jared, I mean, just from Washington, not necessarily your guys, but, I mean, it seems like they're sending another five or six dudes over there for the next card.
Yeah, well, Jared and Ryan are mine, and then and Gabriel Solorio's going also. They're all going to defend their those two are going to defend their belts, and Jared's going to take one.
So,
dude, I hope he does that.
So, for you, Jeff, do you think it's more important to have that international experience versus the regional experience?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's more important, but I think it's great. It's all good. I think it's important that you get a little bit more out of your comfort zone. You know, you're traveling a little harder, hours are jacked up. If you can go through that kind of stuff and still come out with victories, then I think that can be nothing but good for you. And they get to experience great things. These, like you've heard DJ Linderman talk before about going to these other countries and the things they got to see and do that you never got to see and do. That's good stuff. It's life memories. It just prepares them more for tough circumstances.
And speaking of that, what is it? Honor Strength Championships or Strength and Honor Championships? A guy who's told us great stories about traveling the world because of MMA, Jeff Munson, he's headlining that card, he's, with his tournaments or his seminars, he said that that's open doors. Every time he has a fight, he goes in a week, 10 days early and does seminars, in the local region. He said he's been able to see and go and do things, and it's one of the best benefits about being a fighter. And as somebody like myself, I've traveled the whole world many a times. I've been all over. It's important, I think, as a person just to travel, but as a fighter, I think it's got to be just invaluable experience for when you come back to a regional show.
Yeah. Free vacation?
I think that traveling like that is much better than fighting within, a few hours of your own house.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, I know in the last probably, 2 years, especially in the last 6 months, you're seeing a lot of fighters also go to Europe. It's starting to blow up over there with, Cage Warriors and KSW and even a lot of, K-1-style fighters who are coming from America are going over there now with the, resurgence of all the K-1 events. It's great, I think, to see, our local guys travel around the world to fight. It just sucks that we don't get to see a lot of these fights as well as we could if they were stateside. Unless, you're like us and all the super lines to find free streams and shit.
I want to know when Jim Ehlers is getting his title shot in Cage Warriors, man. He's been waiting for that damn 135 title shot for a freaking long-ass time now.
That's
fuck,
true.
I mean, but get it together.
What about the 170 fight on the card tomorrow between Grimrod and Pindrid, dude? That's a war. Those guys are legitimate 170-pound guys, man. I mean, if you folks don't know who they are, go look them up, man. Go watch this card. I think this card was somewhere like SureDog or one of those sites or something. Let's see. It has a U.S. broadcast and an internet stream.
MMA Junkie.
Okay, yeah.
MMA Junkie
and
right?
Undercards on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys watch this card, man. You guys will see some great, great fighters.
So a $300 round trip ticket to go see Dave Corshane fight.
Where at?
Single.
Oh, in Montana?
Montana?
Yeah. Yeah, to go fight Lloyd Woodard. Ooh.
Oh, that's a sick fight, folks.
Oh, man, that's crazy fight.
Did we figure out what weight class they're throwing down in yet?
Got to be 55.
Oh, my God.
What's the name? He's not going to go up. Oh, yeah. That's just going to be... Oh. Action, that's for sure. It won't be boring.
Oh, hell no.
I think Lloyd's going to be in trouble if he tries to just stand there in the pocket and trade with Dave, though. I think he's going to get buckled and dropped, but we'll see. Can't wait.
Well, let's be honest. This is an important fight, I think, for Dave.
Absolutely.
I think he comes out like he has in the previous, 6-8 fights with a dominating win and a statement at that. Straight up, you gotta start talking about him making that Zuffa jump, or at least the Bellator for sure.
You know what's crazy to me is if you look at the fight matrix and you look at Dave, we all see how Dave's been for the last, you know, 6-8 fights. They're just dominating everybody, smashing people. And he's ranked like 228th. And then you see these other guys that are ranked like in the double digits that don't seem anywhere near as dominating or as scary. I don't quite get the whole fight matrix thing when I see stuff like that. Because, I mean, we know he's a monster. He can hang with anybody. And there he is, 228th in the world? I hardly think so.
Yeah, there ain't no way Dave Corshane is 228th in the world in welterweight or in lightweight.
Yeah.
I agree. Because think about this, guys. When before Shorty Weigel lost to, who was it, Brock Keese, or who did he lose up to in Idaho? Was it, shit, Brock Larson?
Who?
Not Brock Larson. Shorty, when he lost that fight up there last year. Well, right before that, he was 100, you know what I'm talking about, Brock Larson, right? Wasn't it Brock Larson?
Was it Brock Larson?
I think it was. But either way, he was 119th on the fight metrics the day before that fight.
That's pretty high.
Yeah, I mean, he's back to like, to something like in the high, but you know, up to that point. So that's what I'm saying is, you would think that Dave would at least be in the 150s.
Like Jared Torgerson, he's ranked 83rd, but who did he beat that made him move up so high? I mean, he hasn't won as many in a row. He's a great fighter. I just think he's fantastic, but he hasn't won as many in a row. He's not as dominating. He hasn't had as quick of fights, but he's ranked so much higher. You know, I don't understand the system.
Yeah.
I'd like to know how it works.
So, hey, what was Woodard at, if you remember?
He was in the 60s.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Crochane smacked him down like a fly, walks out of there with a solid victory. That would automatically, you think, move Crochane into the top 100, wouldn't you?
You'd think, but I bet it won't. I don't know.
It should.
It should, yeah. But does it do that, or does it move way down to, you know, 150? I don't know how they look at it. Dave's got some tough guys on his resume. You know, not that he the two guys that beat him last are monsters, a world champion and a freak. Oh, really, Nathan Coy? Good Lord.
Yeah. He's
a scary man. And the local legend there, Healy, I mean, that's no shame in losing to those guys.
Hell no. Do you think that Dave would be ranked higher if they had him in the lightweight division on Fight Matrix?
I don't know. It's a tougher division, isn't it? Or more populated division? I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe. They maybe would have fought bigger names, maybe. What do you think?
I think it. I don't know. It's just weird. I think he should be ranked higher. I think he'd be ranked higher because of his size. I think, you know, I think they take that kind of stuff into consideration. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a little.
Hey, by the way, it was Jesse Brock that he lost to. Shorty at the time was 117th. Jesse Brock was 109. Jesse Brock today is currently 75, and Shorty's 330.
Damn.
Well, and he's taking a year off.
That's in a year. He's basically 13 months since that fight. He's fallen 220 spots.
Wow.
He needs to get back in there and start smashing people.
I'm not getting any younger.
I tried to get that Lee was hitting up for a pro 145er today. He's like, need a pro 145er in 3 weeks, travel paid. And I hit him up, and he's like, no West Coast. This is a Pennsylvania fight. I'm like, what the fuck don't people put that in their stupid posts? Real simple, regional only, you know? Add that to the fucking post.
Calm down, Scooter.
Eat a muffin.
Shit.
Dude, no events up your way, Jeff?
This is the weekend of the Revolution, the biggest grappling tournament on the West Coast. So, no fights. But starting next weekend, there's fights like 5 weeks in a row. Thank God, finally.
Are you going to be at Revolution?
I am, yep. That's what I've been working on all night, all day. Just getting ready for that. So, it's 500 BJJ players trying to break each other's limbs. Should be good. I don't get to see it. I'm out in the hallway trying to get their money, but still, it's all good.
Are you not going to compete?
No. Not this time. I've done it three or four times. But no, not this time. Smartass.
Whoa, bro.
Yeah, that was, you know I'm not competing.
Skippy told me to ask. He said, for $20 in my PayPal account, ask this question.
You should have got more money.
Yeah, like I give a shit about $20. Hey, by the way.
Hey, we're not all ballers like you there.
Hey, dude, don't forget I'm rich. I'm a Jew. Hey,
and you're part of the Mexican cartel.
Hey, Jeff, curiosity. Just, I'm going to throw in Lee Morrison out there. You know where he's ranked on Matrix?
I don't. I did look the other day.
211th.
Yeah. Yeah, I was blown away.
What
how?
The fuck? Are you
barely
serious?
Lost ever. He beat Daniel Swain. He's beat named guys. Daniel Swain's up around 200. I think Danny might be ranked lower than him now. Or higher, however you want to look at it. A lower number.
Yeah. I don't know.
What did you say that Lee's ranked?
It says 211th.
In featherweight?
No,
sounds
right.
Sam Cecilia is 208. Ryan Mobile is 227. But I don't see any sign of Lee Morrison.
Here.
Enoch's 242.
It's a Rosa. Oh, Rosa's right around there. No, I think he's unranked now.
God, dude, how is Enoch ranked 242nd? I guarantee that most of these fools up above him on this page he's going to take out.
Yeah, same with Sam. Sam's going to knock almost half those guys out at least, if not 90% of them.
Yeah, dude, 210 is Derek Krantz, 207's, 211 is Lee Morrison, and Joe Durarte, and that's at 155.
I was like, what? Like, 211's Andrew Fisher, 210's Frankie Sands, and...
No,
Lee's only fought there a couple times.
Yeah, well, that's where I have it wrong. That's why Lepaki asked what my weight class I was looking in.
I'm trying
probably
to find Julian Arosa.
He took that Canada fight last year at 55. That's probably the only reason that he's back on that one. He's been at 45 for a while.
Shane Nelson, 283. Wow. I didn't know that a loss to Graham. Yeah, Splenda. I didn't know the loss to Graham Spencer threw you down that far.
Oh, he's beast.
So they only have Graham ranked like 89th.
He's better than that.
Well, I don't know about. Well, yeah, I guess a featherweight he is. I'm not sure about lightweight. That might be about right.
No, not
a
lightweight.
That's just.
Have to see more lightweight to think that.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, I don't know. He is the maximum fighting championship lightweight champion.
Yep, that's true. He did beat the most incredible striker on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Or maybe not.
I'm surprised that Michael Chandler's ranked ahead of Anthony Pettis in the lightweight division on there.
It's a strange system.
Well, dude, would you say Anthony Berchak being in the 90s is about right, or should he be higher?
Well, he's overrated.
You know, he's just you know, not really well-rounded. And
he's a one-trick pony.
Yeah, one-trick pony.
Oh, look at this. Right here on his last fight, 12-01-12, Jackson's MMA raped Matt. I can't believe they put the word raped Matt LaVeya. Wow.
What weight class is he ranked in? Featherweight?
Bantam.
At what?
Bantam, 135.
And he's ranked what?
97.
God dang.
Which is funny because when he beat LaVey, before he beat LaVey, he was 92. After he beat LaVey, he fell 5 spots. But like, dude, that wasn't a cool fight.
Yeah, don't knock the guy out in the first round.
I think I got to check and see who's around him, though. Because, I mean, like, Mitch Gaon is only a couple spots off. Jody Gibson.
Do you have anybody fighting tonight up at Warpath, Jeff? Did we lose Jeff?
I'm sorry. Sorry, I was talking to my wife on mute. What'd you say?
Did you have anybody fighting up at Warpath tonight?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I wasn't paying attention.
Hey, here's an interesting matchup, dude. Chessy Brock, 75, ahead of both Jeff Hoagland and Anthony Berchak and Brandon Hempelman. It's kind of interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder what we're going to see from Hoagland next. He's not done fighting, I'll bet. He's not done.
I don't know, man. He could be on the next Cage Sport card. What do you think?
I think the Rumble's more likely since he was the Rumble on the Ridge champion when he went into the UFC. But, and that's where his guys fight every card. I think we'll see him local again before we see him done. I just don't know if, I don't know, he's probably in a weird spot. When you aim that high and you get there, then how do you go just all the way down to local again, or do you try to go to, you know, Bellator or something? He's not young. He's, you know, like 35 or 36, I think, so, yeah, 36, so he's got some game left. He's badass on the ground. He's fucking wicked. Black belt. Trains like no other. Great coach. His team is amazing. His team is just gets. These guys are so tough. There's not a pansy on the team, man. They're so tough. To work out. Street train 7 days a week. They can run up mountains and shit for fun on Sundays. Like, that's not fun.
It's like machines, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy. You got to get to one of those cards. Go see one of those cards sometime.
Yeah, is that the Koga Combat one?
Yeah, at the Rumble at the Ridge. Rumble on the Ridge.
And what's their other event?
Battle at the Bay.
Yeah.
Battle at the Bay is farther north than the other one, so if you're going to come to one. Well, if you're going to come to one, come to the Rumble because it's got more history and it's on television. It's the one that's on Root Sports, and it's a good one. Always a good card.
Yeah. I like some Washington MMA.
You like what?
I like some Washington MMA.
Yeah.
Isn't Fairchild fights this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is. The Bart
show one over in Spokane? Or?
Yeah, doesn't he have a pro card?
Yeah, on every one. Yeah, he's got. Yeah. That's right. He's got Lyle Bearbaum. Oh yeah, Lyle Bearbaum's fighting somebody. Who was it? Shoot, I don't remember. The next victim. What's Lyle ranked?
Lyle
ranked? Not sure.
What do you think he's going to be ranked in? What division? Lightweight.
That's a good question.
Oh, Lyle's got a fight with the World Series of Fighting. June 14th against Jacob Volkman.
What?
Yep.
Yeah. He does.
Nice. Poor Jacob Volkman. Welcome to Help Me.
Right, that's kind of an interesting fight because I think that Bearbaum would grapple with it.
Bearbaum will do whatever he wants to do. And he's, when you have razor blades for elbows, I don't think it matters where you are. You'd be standing behind him and get cut. You seen his elbows before? Like what they physically look like?
Huh.
Ugh. It's not pretty. It's like, just looks like a weapon. And it's like it got a hook on it. Yeah, check. I'm going to find a picture and send it to you because it's crazy.
Hey, speaking of guys fighting up there on that car, what do you know about Josh Rittenhouse?
He's pretty tough. He hasn't been. He needs to be tested, I think. But he's a tough cat coming out of over there. He's like the number two on all these cards, it seems like. He was supposed to fight Ken Alexander, and he had to pull out of that fight. I'm not sure why. So I was going to see him up close. I haven't seen him fight since he was in person since he was an amateur.
He seems to have a real big following. That's why I'm curious. I've never gotten the pleasure to watch him fight yet, but he seems like a real popular fighter on the social media and up here in the Pacific Northwest. He seems to have a lot of fans. So
yeah.
I'm just curious, you know, because I know he's on this card coming up against Anthony Zender.
Really?
That's what it says.
Zender go up, and what's the weight?
135.
Josh who? What last name did you say?
I didn't say Josh anything. I said Anthony Zender.
No, who he's fighting? You said, who did you say?
Josh Rittenhouse.
I'm going to have to look and see what you're looking at.
That's the last card I find.
Oh, yeah, Lyle's fighting.
Where?
Lyle's fighting Justin Larson today, or tomorrow.
Okay. Bart Smith posted a fight card, like, 2 days ago.
Josh Rittenhouse? R-E-T-T-I-N-G? House?
Yeah.
He's a 170-er, and Zender's a 35-er. That's a typo.
Dude,
Unless, hold on a second. Mr. Rittenhouse
look,
had, like, an amputation.
Here, read it for yourself. There you go.
Yeah, let us read it for ourselves.
The very bottom one. 5-1, Josh Rittenhouse versus 0-4, Anthony Zender. 135.
Wow, the amputee.
So you guys getting all crazy, made me bitch slap you. Baby, give me some baby powder.
It's a typo. It has to be.
Okay.
See the poster? It says, you see the Young Gun 6 poster?
Yes, I did.
The guy in the middle picture of the guy with his hand being raised? That's Rittenhouse. He's big, dude. He's one season.
Yeah, he's in
he's
the
way
big
over
135.
Camo. Yeah, he's way over 135. He's 170.
Dude, even on Mitch
like
Martial Arts, he's listed at 135.
What the hell?
And he's listed to face Nalo Leah next, who's also a 135-er.
I must be on crack.
Dude, you heard
crack.
Of your first, folks.
Yeah.
Now, I know that he fought Josh Martinez at 145, I guess, but...
Well, he fought Elliot Gilbert at a catchweight.
So,
40.
Well, he's a big ass 135er. That, you know.
No, I'm confusing him. This is my bad. Because I'm looking at his page now, and he's not big. He's standing next to Bart. He's a little fella. little. Real little. The hell am I thinking of?
Oh, that's funny shit there, folks. So, now that we figured out that he's not a 170er, still.
He could be a 170er and a 135er body, man.
A 135er and a 190 body.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, maybe he cuts down from 170. Hell, I mean, Diego Sanchez says he just cut down from like 220 or whatever it was for his fight with Takanori Gomi to make 155.
See, I would love to see Diego and Diaz go at it.
Why? Do you want to see Diaz get jacked up? I mean, do you want to see Diego get jacked up?
I want to see him get beat ridiculous. That's honestly, I want to see him get beat, dude. Especially after talking all that shit, and he didn't win that fight.
Are you talking about the Nick fight again, or the Gomi fight?
We're talking about the Takanori Gomi fight.
Yeah, I don't think anybody thinks he won that fight.
And that's what I'm saying. For him now to come out and talk about, oh, I finished one, now I'll finish the other and be the only man to ever do that. Fuck you, you fat slob. The wet dream, or the nightmare, whatever his name is.
No, he's the dream now, buddy.
What the who's smoking menthols? What?
Oh, it's your studio, Skippy.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man. I'm not out of cigarettes. No, there's like a bunch of ashtrays everywhere, and I thought that cigarette was one I put out before I went and pissed, and I came back and it was a menthol. Like, that's much better tasting. Okay, so we were let's talk about some other events, man. Dude,
hold on, are you gonna pay? Are you gonna play our awesome sponsors commercial?
I could do that, but I have to find the Fleshlight ad. The Rose Show brought to you by the Fleshlight. Get it done while you're driving home. Hey, you know, I saw a guy on the news who built an electric one that plugs into your car lighter, and the cops pulled him over because they thought he was drunk because he was swerving.
Shut up.
Swear to God. I swear.
And then they pulled him over and he had his back seat was full of couch cushions, Jeff.
No,
I got you. I know that guy.
Said when the cop walked up, there was a bunch of wires coming out of the fly on his pants plugged into a lighter.
Wow.
How would you like that to explain that to a cop? Wow.
Well, I've had to explain that dummy next to me for trying to be in the carpool lane, so it couldn't be a whole lot different. And he has to see my friend's driver's license.
Dude,
that would be awesome, dude. Did you really do that?
Yeah, I did. It worked for about 4 months, and then I finally got caught, and he walked up and said, I need to see your license and registration, insurance. I need to see your friend's license, too. And they just looked at me like, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? I said, doesn't have a license. I think, yeah, I know. Like, damn it, busted. Like a
how much was that ticket?
Almost $200. I didn't even fight it. There was no way I wasn't going to fight it. How do you do that? Can't pretend I didn't have a dummy dressed up like a person in the car next to me. I didn't want any more attention.
Is that a check you just mail in? So
yep.
They can never put a face to the person?
That's right. Don't pay that one in person.
Dude, that's great.
Oh,
well, hey,
you're that asshole. They're like, oh, you're that asshole with the fucking dummy in the car.
Yeah, I wasn't doing a handicap parking. I just won the damn carpool lane.
That's great. Hey, Jeff, I'm going to play commercials, and then I'm going to play a quick song from a great band, the High Desert Hooligans, one of my regular job, madhouse.com, one of their sponsors, man. The owners of Big T's Nightclub, they actually have a kick-ass punk rock band, so we're going to play one of our commercials from our sponsors, and then a song, and we'll be back in about 4 minutes or less.
All on to the jury. Please report to the main gate. We are about to
Hey, listen up. If you're in contact sports, the American Dental Association recommends that mouth guards be worn during all heavy contact sports. So do what MMA Meltdown does and contact the best in the biz, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. Clinch Custom Mouth Guards fabricates custom mouth guards for all professional and amateur sports, mixed martial arts, boxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, basketball, football, lacrosse, hockey, as well as many other sports. These mouth guards are for any sport where any form of contact may occur. Get your custom mouth guard today at GetClinch.com. Again, that's GetClinch.com for all of your mouth guard needs.
Download their new album for free right now. Dude, that's the song called Blah 46. I love it. It's just the shit. It totally tells how I feel today. They got some great songs, man. But we're back for another hour of Wacky Tabacky MMA. Jeff, what's up, killer? Well, I guess I'm back alone. I'm waiting for Lafaki to get
why,
back.
Why
here.
Don't you get me? Why don't you get me back?
You're back. I think you took a little longer
gone.
Than you wanted to. You're gone, motherfucker.
I was never gone, man. Well, I don't know. I guess it depends on how you look at it. I am pretty gone. I got a big second hour coming up, man. Big second hour.
Yes, and Devin calls in, man. Quit being a punk, Devin. Call in, buddy. I know you're listening.
Now, there's a big fight card tomorrow night in Portland. You want to talk about it for a second?
The FCFF.
FCFF, that would be the one. 21 fights on the card. It was a 22 fight card. but now it's a 21
yep.
fight card.
Now, yep, I'm waiting on Devin to call because I wanted to ask him how he felt, man. His fight got tossed, then it got back on, then it got tossed. And, I mean, he's ready.
Dude, there's some big fights tomorrow night. John Simon's got that fight with Jake Smith for the middleweight title. That's going to be pretty baller.
Yeah. There's Emily Whitmire's fighting for a strap. I'm pretty excited to see her, you know, getting that fight. Well, I think she's isn't she fighting, or is Katie Howard and Rob? No, Katie Howard is fighting Robin Wood, that strawweight.
So yeah, I thought Alex Emily has a fight coming up.
Yeah, you're right. I was thinking too soon. But Katie Howard, Robin Woods, and then the other girls on the card are Hillary Van Orm, right? She's fighting like Mindy Steinker, or however you say it.
Steinker.
Yeah, and that's at a 205 weight class for women.
Oh, shit. Where the hell did Jeff go, man? I want to know what you think about that.
Sean Baker, he's fighting Brian Nuro. He's fighting for the 155 strap there.
What do you think about the flyweight title fight rematch?
Oh, I think it's, honestly, I think Alex, I understand why he wants to take it. I talked to him. He told me, you know, what the deal was behind it, but I don't think he needs to prove anything. I think this gains him nothing, and if he loses, it gains Brian everything.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you.
I think Alex is just riding the wave right now, man. I'm not sure there's anybody in the Pacific Northwest that can stop him.
No,
I could.
At 125, I don't think there's. I think the one guy that could make 125 that has a chance is David Converse.
I could totally stop him.
With a car.
Are you gonna cut off a limb?
Yeah. You wanna watch one? You won't even notice.
Oh shit.
My voice has changed a little bit, that'll be about it.
Hey,
what would your wife think about that?
She would be really pissed.
Jeff, what do you think about 205 women's class? They got a fight on the card.
Wow, yeah, that's slim pickings. Didn't Amanda Bell fight there on one of her? It wasn't her first fight like that. I saw 185
or something.
Oh, yeah, there's just not a lot up there.
Do you think we'll see more over the next few years of like the 170s, 180s, 205ers women? Or do you think these are going to be rare?
I don't think in shape they can be that big. So you start training, you're just going to get smaller than that. There's not 6'6", you know, bulky women everywhere. It's just, not where I am.
And they're playing in the WNBA.
No shit.
Yeah, and they're not 200 plus. They're like 6'6" and 170. And punching from across the room.
Yeah, like that girl that plays basketball at Baylor. She's got a pretty mean right hand, dude. She floored that one broad last year. She is like 6'7". She dunks it, too.
Nice.
Like on the regular. Throws that shit down.
You need to test that. Maybe check the history.
Jeff, what do you know about Robin... What do you know about Robin Woods, man?
Nothing. He's Robin Woods.
She's fighting Katie Howard. I was just curious if you knew anything about her.
Oh, she's from California, right?
I'm not sure where she's from, honestly. I believe she's actually could be from Oregon, but she's fighting Katie Howard at this Rumble at the Roseland.
I don't know then. Sorry.
Well, Robbins Woods hasn't fought since she lost to River Jones. And before that, she had beaten Priscilla White, Jana Piper. You know, she was on and Emily Whitmire and Diedrich, or Det, whatever, Garvina.
Does it say when she beat Priscilla White?
Yeah.
What that was?
Rumble at the Rose in 59. And I saw Robin Woods fight Jana Piper at Budo Fight 5, whatever, 5 or 6, whatever Fist and Flowers was. But, you know, she lost the unanimous decision to River Jones, folks.
River's a monster.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. We're talking about Robin Woods. She's coming. She's fighting Katie Howard this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, and she hasn't fought in what, about a year, year and a half? Because her last loss was a UD to River, that's what I'm saying. Before that, you know, she'd beaten Priscilla and Jana and Emily. I mean, this girl has got to be a good, good fighter. I mean, I can't wait to, you know, see what she does after being gone for a little bit.
Well, you know she's coming out to the Conga line.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you haven't seen the live MMA Conga line yet, man, go check it out. Rumble at the Ridge might be worth it just for that. Isn't that who does that, Skippy? This is the live, right?
Yeah.
It's like 30 people long. Remember that time last year at Midtown, dude? They had like 35 people come out with that guy.
Speaking of that, who's fucking...
Like, the walkout music was done, and the guy hadn't even made it out was behind the conga line yet.
Oh, that's so annoying.
they roll deep. It's every fighter, every cornerman, and all their, like, teammates and you know, a lot of family and friends. They come out deep every single time. And I believe one of their coaches is fighting coming up.
Yeah, Nick.
Nick's booked
on the... Crime fighting.
That's what it was.
I don't get the all walking out together, that many people thing. That's just... Do your conga line in the room where he walks out. Don't do it where everybody's got to watch and wait. And it's just... I don't know,
dude. They travel really well. I mean, dude, that's something. I don't know how they do it, but that gym travels really well.
They do.
Well, they can travel well. Do they have to walk out with them? I mean, I don't know. Fights I've been at where people do that, they're people bitching about not being able to see because the people that walk out with them don't go back to where they were supposed to be. They stay out in front of people, and it's been a mess.
That was
one of my favorite things about the dogs, man. When we used to go to events and JT's team would be there, they'd all walk out and, like, stop right there, you know, where you get greased up. You know, once the inspector's going up for you before you walk in the cage, they'd all stop there. And they would just form a line, dude. And then they would just fucking yell so loud. It was intense to see them ringside, man. Intense.
Well, what are all the people in the first row? This should be where they're blocking.
No. The walkout ramp. They would stand right there. So they didn't block anybody's view. They would just make a line. Once the second guy entered, they would just make a line right there, you know, so they could watch their teammate fight. And, I mean, I saw commissioners and inspectors multiple times yell at them to shut up or get back or, you know, but because, like, they'd all be screaming, armbar, at one time, like 10 guys just screaming as much as they could, dude. It was great. The intensity from them. Yeah.
Can't have that many people coaching.
Oh, yeah, you can. Come on.
No, you can't.
The more the merrier, right? The more the merrier.
I suppose, but I could disqualify you.
Really?
Yeah, but let's be honest. That'd be a bitch move, dude. I ain't gonna lie. I would be like, that's a bitch move.
Sure. It'd be, what's the point of doing it? Of disqualifying someone for it? It'd have to be causing some sort of problem, but you're not supposed to do it.
You know, if you did that, I would.
Get one guy gets to speak, right?
You would what?
I'd totally
one guy gets to
your
speak.
House, man, as a fan. I'd come to your house.
Do it then, just to get you to drive, get you into Washington, drive your ass up here and see something. No, I'll do it then, just for that. I found a way to get him up here, Rob.
Dude, I'll believe it when I see it, man.
You know, if I come up there, I'm stealing your couch cushion on my way out.
I'll gift wrap it for you. My wife just screamed, you better not.
Just like I never go up there, dude.
You're gonna do that. You're gonna get to your car and you're gonna see my wife sitting in your front seat, going, "Give me my couch cushion, motherfucker."
as she delivers a right hand.
Yeah, she's right, in the other room screaming right now.
The local news: housewife stabs man 4 times for trying to steal pillow.
No, she just stabbed you once. That'd be all it takes.
She's good with a blade.
She is.
Right below that third rib.
Right below the third rib.
Wait, should I say something like that on the air?
Well, I was just thinking that. I was like, I was going to give my counter thoughts to that, and then I was like, do people really want to hear about how I held down a grown man to stab him after I molested him in prison? I don't think so.
What? Oh, do tell. Just no part of the story.
By the way, believe it or not, a car does not always do as much damage as you think. Just a heads up, folks.
You just got to back up, do you?
You got to back up a couple times. Man, my first wife, we were arguing once, and she was backing out of the driveway, and I was standing there, and she backed up on my foot. And I was like, "Sky, you're almost fast!" I started screaming. She stopped and put them apart. She goes, "What do you want me to do?" I was like, "Oh, I'm going to kill her." You know? I was like, "Why would you put it in park?" Yeah, she literally put it in park and put her hands up. What do you want me to do? Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
so, Carly, smart woman you married, huh?
Yeah. She, by far. The first girl was an Islander, you know, like I said earlier. Second girl was from Malaysia. And that lasted like, I don't know, 9 days.
Hey, Jeff, I just don't understand how Skippy landed Carly.
Yeah, it's beyond me. That's one of life's great mysteries, but we'll never know.
She's told me that so many times, and so has her family. They're like, "You're nothing like she ever dated in her whole life."
I can imagine.
Well, there it is then. There's the answer. That's how I got her. For being nothing like anybody else.
I'll tell you.
Hey,
guys,
hold on. We got to give Shorty Weichel a shout out for his birthday. It's his birthday today. I just found out.
Oh, happy birthday, Shorty, man. Big baller. I hope to see you back in the cage and your brother, man. They need to change Levi's name to the Untappable, you know? That kid's a beast on there. But, yeah, I think we better get off of How I Met Carly, because that's not a story I don't think. I think I could actually be
arrested. No, that's where we're ending the story. That's all that, you know, we have to keep you kind of reined in. You know, we can't let you get too far outside of the box. So now we know it's time to reel you back in. You know, Jeff?
Yeah, when he starts reeling himself back in, you know we're just a little bit too late.
Yeah.
Here you go, guys. That's how I met her.
My wife just nonstop defending you. I don't know what's going on here. I think something's up. You've been coming right.
Straight up. That's no lie. That's how she fell for me, bro. I pulled that trick.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sick motherfucker.
I'm a baller like
hey,
that.
Hey, dude,
how about
Vince Lucero, man? Vince Lucero, the guy that made his name really for taking a fight with Dave Bautista, the former WWE superstar, is stepping back in the cage tomorrow, and old Dave hasn't stepped in it, I don't think, again. He's got a big fight, dude. He's the fighting on that American USA card tomorrow, dude. 22-23 versus 7-4.
He's on the card with 51 and 79 or whatever. 59-76 against a 1-1 for the title.
Ridiculous.
Oh, you guys heard it here.
Cracker Jack title.
Dude, that whole card, Jeff. That whole card is like that.
Is it circus card? Does it say is it Barnum and Bailey at the front, or what is it?
It is called. Hold on, I'll tell you. It's IFC Revolution, but it's International Fighting Championship.
Hey, did you
in England?
Hey, Lepaki, Jeff, did you guys see that the PFC featherweight champ that just got signed today to Bellator, Josh Telemingo or Telemangelo, however you say it?
No, I didn't see that.
No.
Yeah, I just saw it from Asia MMA. Just posted it.
Did he fight this morning?
I believe he did.
Didn't he just beat Alvin Kagbeck to get that title?
I think he did.
Alvin loses his title, then the guy who beats him gets signed with Bellator, and it's messed up. Does he get his title back?
See, that's messed up. Try beating fucking Bam Bam. You beat four dudes up, and they all get contracts before you.
And you get, you're fucking in a title fight, and then all of a sudden you get delegated to the fucking prelim card. Like, dude, I picked, okay, so I'm in a fantasy MMA league, right? And I pick all these fucking killers that are in title fights. Rick Hahn, Daniel Strauss, Pat Healy. Like, I had a whole lineup of guys that were in title fights. The only ones that I've had in the title fight that's made there was Rick Hahn. He got knocked out by Michael Chandler. Daniel Strauss, he breaks his hand and then gets arrested with like 20 grams of weed and who God knows how much ecstasy. And then fucking the Strikeforce thing fucks Pat Healy out of a title shot and then takes him out of the main event, which even fucks me even more. Puts him on the prelim. I mean, come on,
wow,
man. How am I supposed to win a fantasy league when these guys fucking that I'm picking aren't doing anything and the ones that are trying are getting fucked? Pat Healy and Jim Miller is going to be a great fight.
Yeah, it would be.
Well, they're signed, aren't they? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of great fights for all you fans out there, tomorrow, man, Brazil, 5 events, man. Batetti Combat, man, Imperium, Predacore, Shooto Fights. I know I'm missing one, but there's one more, dude. You guys, they're always streaming that stuff. You guys got to get out there and check it. CTA Combat was the last one. So I know almost all of them are being streamed already. I've seen the sites up, so. Get out there and check out some South American action to get you pumped for Tough Brazil 2 coming up. What
yeah,
do you guys
dude.
Think about that? I'm telling you
right
now,
but did you see the video of the one guy? The one guy that's on Tough Brazil 2 was, like, driving somewhere in Brazil and, like, tried to run over some traffic dude. And then the dude was, like, hooked onto his car somehow and the guy tried to drive off with him. And the guy's sprinting beside the car, and then he stops and slams on the brakes, and the guy jumps out and just fucking starts throwing bombs on his fucking truck.
That's sick. Hey, make that 6 events in Inca FC's tomorrow, too, I just seen.
What are you, looking for a Latina woman? Are you trying to get a green card marriage right now?
Dude.
You're appealing to South America. Dude, that's my gig, bro. I'm looking for a green card marriage. $50,000. I will get someone a green card.
All day, all night.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that on the fucking air.
Watch, you're going to get like slapped.
Probably not.
I don't think I can do it now. Fuck.
Hey. How about some Infusia Barcelona from Spain? That's going to be streamed free tomorrow.
Skippy, unless you're going to tell these people how to get there, you're just going to confuse them.
Yeah, if it's not
dude,
UFC,
really?
I don't think I should watch it. There's not anything besides UFC, is there?
Well, MMA and UFC are synonymous with each other, of course. But for all you fans out there, UFC is not the only MMA. Okay? And
I don't train UFC, man.
What?
Yeah.
I don't train
for
men.
You guys
I train
out
sport.
There who might not
I train
listen to.
I train hacks mostly.
I train brutal fight.
Yeah, I train absolute chaos.
For real, I Lepaki, you made a good point. I figured enough people who listen to our show know it, but rearnakedsmoke.com, folks, hit them up all the time. They not only have probably 150 fights up there and probably 60 events full, they're always listing free events to watch. So this weekend they got Bama 12, Cage Warriors 52, Infusion Barcelona, Batetti Combat 14, Inca FC 20 are all on there, folks. Rearnakedsmoke.com. They're the fucking bomb, bro.
Wow, okay. I think there's a few. I'm pretty sure that if I double-check with Aaron Hall there, that people would need to be drinking after some of the things Skippy said in that statement.
That shit's stacked. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, there we go. Now we got a few.
Drink up.
Hangover words.
Don't be scared.
Oh, well, hey, I did get an update on Enoch. His arm is healing well. He's pretty much already, I think, looking for fights. You know how he is. He's just trying to, like, you know, he's like probably looking out just far enough to where he thinks his hand will be ready to go. But he said everything is fine and on its way back to normal, and fully expect to see him in 2013 again.
So Jared Torgerson will not be fighting Brent Knopp at the next Cage Sport. I don't know if you knew that.
What the fuck, man?
He took the Destiny fight. It's too close together. It's only 2 weeks apart, 3 weeks apart. It's too quick of a turnaround. Too risky for Cage Sport to sign that fight and then have Jared go and get hurt and not be able to fight. So he can't do it because of that fight. Otherwise, they would be fighting.
So
it's coming.
Are they going to do it in June?
I assume so, yeah.
Then they should hold Knopp off this next card and put him on the June card. He can headline the June card against Jared. They could do a main event, like a co-main event with, like, I want to think about that. Let's think about a good co-main event for the June Cage Sport card.
I think that Lee Morrison for Broken Chair.
I think some girls.
Oh, yeah. Now, what? There's not any that level, is there?
I don't know.
Dude,
co-main
event.
Find somebody for Thea Wolf. If they can find somebody for Thea Wolf.
Thea Wolf's fighting, who just said they were fighting Thea Wolf? Somebody told us that.
I just saw her a couple days ago at that gym when we went to Ivan's and, yeah.
Hey, no, isn't Amy Caldwell fighting Thea Wolf?
They're like two different weight classes, dude. Isn't Amy 125?
Not anymore.
She's going to make 115?
Yep.
Dude,
that is the fight. I'm pretty sure you're right.
She signed her pro contract to debut against Thea. Am I wrong? Because that's once again, another fighter we sponsor. Seems to be Madhouse sponsored fighter night. That's like seven fighters we talked about tonight who have fights coming up.
Hey, and
Don
Pierce has a fight scheduled for May 18th.
Dude, our boys and girls are doing work.
Chris
Obviously,
Gregory
River
looking
Jones,
for another fight.
River Jones making her Invicta debut. And her pro debut.
Brett Malone has a title fight.
Brett Malone has a title fight?
May 4th, the Cage Wars title.
Guys, the contract is signed. It's official. I'm taking my pro debut against the very game opponent, Thea Wolf, on May 11th at Points Casino in Kingston, Washington.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm the referee. I remember now. Yeah. She is fighting her. Oh, boy.
Okay, well, we can't talk about that fight now. Jeff's the referee.
GoPro.
Oh, yeah. Dude, are you going to wear it for that whole event this time?
Yeah.
Dude.
If we can hold the one, I will for sure.
Well, where's the one that you had that one time? The glasses.
That was Kovacs. They weren't glasses. It was on my head.
Oh, was it?
Dude.
Yep.
Team Mobile ain't no tonight.
No, they didn't.
Not surprised.
They went 8-7-0-1.
This is what they just posted.
Well, that's good, but there was a no contest. Because Gagan hit that guy with the illegal knee to the fucking dome, bro.
So they went 7-0
0-1 then, right?
Yeah.
Still depressive. Once again, like I said, their gym's killing it.
Fuck yeah, dude. What do you think I'm picking in the gym of the year for a bunch of jabronis?
Speaking of jabronis, you see Chris Gregory posting a picture of moonshine, looks like a urine test.
Oh my god.
Where's he at? Where's his candy ass at?
He's hanging
with
his shorty. He said my side piece needs some loving tonight, so he had to skip out on us.
So 10 minutes later he can get on the damn radio. Man, he's afraid because he thought we were going to pick on him tonight. The silver dollar jokes.
Dude, I'm going to tweet that to him right now. Live, Chris, silver dollar, fucking Gregory.
Yep. High beams
old
are on,
silver
Chris.
Dollar.
Your high beams are on, Chris.
Dude, that's hilarious. Luke Newman, man. Luke Newman's got a big fight tomorrow. Well, here in a few hours, like 10 hours over in England. If anybody remembers him from Tough Australia, he is the guy that got knocked out but lost to the eventual winner. And he's undefeated outside of the Tough, the Ultimate Fighter, huh? I think he's another Funky Gums guy, Jeff. They must be like the main dude for Europe, huh?
Yeah. There's not a lot over there. They are definitely the main one. Do you see that Sharon's main guard today? You see Sharon's main guard?
Well, that's a, yeah.
I thought that Skippy would like that.
I actually thought that was pretty cool, but I thought that pretty much about 90% of the ones you do graphic-wise I think are pretty cool. There's a few I thought were kind of cheesy, but
I don't pick them all.
That's what people like. You know, I can't really get on somebody for designing something they like.
Yeah, what
but
do you do?
I'll be honest. Some of the ones you've done, like Mark Dovey's, I have a special heart for it, but that was just ridiculous.
The Madhouse Clown Guard?
Yeah, and, you know.
See, why would you like that one? Huh.
I think that Joe Markey one with second place is first loser. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, my wife made that. I didn't have anything to do with that one.
But,
it's got the Vegeta thing from the Dragon Ball thing on the front flipping you off.
Yeah. You have a lot of sick guards. I mean, and a lot of the fighters that we sponsor have been clinched by you. A lot of the fighters that fight on every major stage across the world have been clinched. So, I mean, there's so many kick-ass guards you've done, but, dude,
you know, most of them, the good
that.
Ones she did. But the good ones my wife did, I just take credit for it.
Well, that like, irritating.
Well, we weren't going to out you, but now that you did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. She needs credit.
Dude, that iridescent blue one you did, or she did just recently, that said, I think, Dr. Clinch.
Yeah.
That iridescent blue is sick looking.
Yeah, she made the material and I made the guard. She made the blue deal and I just made it on my mouth.
Well, that one, and dude, the Altitude MMA giveaway one. Folks, if you ain't seen this, the graffiti that kicks in during Blacklight is ridiculous. That thing is just sick.
They like it.
Skippy,
oh,
clean the studio up. Clean the studio. Your little mess you just made.
Folks need to check that shit out, man. I'll tell you what, though, the coolest one he's ever made is sitting right in front of me.
Dude, you're so biased. Fucking Homer.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I am biased. I'll be honest. I'm not the one walking around with a Fraction shirt, buddy.
Who's walking around with a Fraction shirt?
Jeff, if you could see him right now, that's what he's wearing.
Wearing a half shirt, is he? Got belly sticking out?
Yep. Yep. And you know what I'm
nasty.
Wearing? I'm wearing a fucking warrior shield on my ribcage for life. It says Clinch, baby, trademark, bitch. Try that out.
I don't know. I have this thing hanging on the wall, and it says, like, Can of Hell, Tacoma Fight Shop, www.getclinch.com, custom mouth guards, Clinch custom mouth guards.
He's reading off that post on your wall, Jeff. That's messed up.
Watch your mouth, Big Smooth.
You got a shirt at the last, at the Big Smooth fight. But you got that,
yeah,
that one in a million jacket, so you guys are pretty even.
Dude, not only do I have that one in a million jacket, but I've got a custom, the first custom Madhouse mouth guard sitting here. I'm not worried. Not only that, I got
a tattoo.
The
next time I'm at Cage Sport and Alfonso Gonzalez fights again, I'm going to have a signed Clinch custom mouth guard shirt.
It's easily done.
I've got the fucking judges card from Brian Jones Jr.'s fight. That's the cream of the crop, baby.
Dude. Bro, we're living in the present, man. That's old. You need to get something new, man. You need to revitalize the collection.
Dude, how can you get anything cooler than that?
I'll have my wife sign something for you.
I do have a Charmaine tweet signed autograph, black and white, hanging up in here.
I've got Jack Nicklaus's autograph on a U.S. Open ticket.
I've got Rabbi Goldstein's fucking from my bar mitzvah and my moila service.
Oh, did he sign your foreskin?
He did. I thought he was hanging on the studio. It's right next to my Budo fight pass.
Damn. Well, the company came with the name of Cadwell
and the
sports heroin needle.
Company
came with the name of Cadwell sports bra. Want that?
Dude,
your company came with a sports bra?
Yeah, Amy Cadwell's. The previous owner had it. It's kind of strange. So if that interests you, you know, I can hook you up with that.
I'll take it.
You're going to say that.
So you guys are going to catch me live on camera, like in the corner, like a bad child.
Dude, we don't want to have to talk to Dex, man. Come on, Skippy. I don't want to have a conversation with Dex. Calm down.
Yeah, Dex, leave him alone. Come on. He's just kidding. He's just a funny little old man. Leave him alone.
He's got stomach problems.
Yeah. And he can show you, start whipping out his polyps and all that crap. Don't go there.
So make me show you the picture of my colon.
He mute himself again?
Oh, did I?
I didn't mute.
Did I mute it?
Dude, so what do you think about Jared's fight with that guy?
Use your human voice.
Who?
Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Me?
What do you think
you
about
bad.
Jared's fight?
I think it's a tough fight.
To me.
I think it's a tough fight. Looks like a good matchup. I think Jared probably has a lot more incentive. He's more fired up. He's upset about anything that has to do with Tough or anybody from there. He's got a real some feelings behind it because he didn't get on the show and he felt that he really should have. Because guys that he, you know, guy that whose ass he whooped, got on the show or got a, you know, got to fight to be in the house anyways. And yeah, I think he's pretty fired up right now, pretty excited and working hard. So you know, he's got a tough cut going into it. It's pretty big right now, but he'll get there.
Yeah, he's a ways out.
Well, in weight, I mean, he's not a ways out in time. He's got like less than a month, right? A month from today?
Yeah, I think 3 weeks.
Isn't it April 7th? Something like that? Yeah, it's April 7th. He's going to have to work.
I'm just kind of pissed that I won't get to see the one-arm tie clinch with the fucking... Dude, that's just dangerous looking, bro.
I got a great video of his. I can't post it or anything, but if you're ever up here, I'll show you his fight with AJ Weber, and that's a good fight.
Speaking,
is that the
hey,
body
Jeff.
Angle win?
Yeah.
Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of fight videos, did Eddie ever give you that fucking flash drive with the fights on it?
Of course not.
Are you bullshitting me, dude? He's had that thing for 2 years.
Yep, I got nothing.
Well,
that's
sound like you about
up.
To cry.
That's messed up, dude. I don't
cry?
Have to give Eddie Blackburn a talking to.
Oh,
he's
okay.
can you give this to Jeff for me? And he's like, sure, no problem. Fuck Jeff. I got two copies now.
Dude, that's fucked up, man. Because I know he had to stick with him at the last event. And he was like, well, we're going to use it to play before the event starts. And you never got it. That's messed up.
Never got it. He's listening right now, too, I guarantee you.
Eddie, that's just shame, shame on you, man. Don't make me get Jeff Munson on you. We know he can put you to sleep. I still don't understand how he did not run Jeff Munson. I will never understand that. How his skinny ass did not outrun that muscle-bound man. After hitting him in the head with a croquet mallet.
Well, dude, have you seen Jeff Munson's upper body, dude?
He's probably running on his arms.
Dude, he's a
dude, the guy's built like a brick fucking shithouse, bro.
He is.
And he's going to win tomorrow. If he doesn't win tomorrow by North-South choke, I'll be really surprised.
Like, be a choke.
Somehow this guy just takes everybody down right into a North-South choke. Like, hey, sayonara. Hey, go ahead and tap out or go to sleep. Your decision.
How do you think he would do at Metamoris?
Well, I don't know if they find people big enough to fight him.
I would imagine we'll find out. I think he'd do great.
I'd like
was
to see him
there.
Metamoris?
No, it's not.
What did he do in Abu Dhabi? Didn't he
clean house?
He took all his clothes off and walked out naked.
This is the reason they call him a snowman. He just smoked everybody.
You didn't know that story?
Yeah.
You heard that story?
I haven't heard that story. No. I heard what
I don't
you
know
said, but I
want to
hear
it.
The story.
I don't know it good enough to tell it, but I know that he was not happy at the end. And something happened at the end, took all his clothes off, and walked out naked. Yep. He was pissed, apparently.
Skippy, book this guy.
Okay. Dude, check this out. ISKA World Heavyweight Champ, SB Intercontinental Champ, SHC Heavyweight Champ, which is where he's fighting this weekend, Cage Warriors Heavyweight Champ. Okay, let's see. XFC Heavyweight Champ, Sport Fight Heavyweight Champ, Gold Medalist in 2009, 2005, Silver in 2001, 2000 Silver, 99, Gold Medalist at Abu Dhabi. Gold medalist at FILA Grappling World Champions in 2012, silver medalist in 2011 there, two more golds in 08 and 07 there, the IBJJF World Championships, Absolute Division gold medal 2007, gold medal at Pan Am 2001. Shit, this guy pulled it all off, man. Pac-10 Conference Champion in wrestling, Greco-Roman Champion in 1998, Freestyle Champ in 1998. Beast. Fuck.
Okay, so now everybody just got a good history of Jeff Munson.
How many fights do you think that, dude, MMA fights, what do you think he's at without, you know, just off the top of
your
head?
He's like 89 or something.
He's at 62 fights.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's got 48 wins.
Short time, really.
Yeah, what's it? When it couldn't have been. No, actually, dude, Jeff, can I take that back? His first MMA fight was in 1997.
He's over 16 years. I guess it's not. But it's still pretty active. You're still like.
Oh, yeah.
Four every year. Well,
dude,
doing all this other
about
stuff.
It. And he has fought everybody, dude. Everybody.
Yeah.
Dude,
he
choked
out 2001.
Kharkhanov, dude.
It had to be either 2007 or 2001 when he got the silver. That's when he dropped Trow. And where's Eddie Blackburn? He could tell that story.
Oh, he's sad. His Yankees aren't doing so well.
Hey,
they're
shut
sick.
Up. Shut up. Don't even try it, dude. Tread lightly, son.
Yankees. Whatever.
Tread lightly. I mean, look at this worst streak that fucking Jeff Munson went on, dude. Beats Rico Rodriguez. Well, beats Mark Kerr, then beats Rico Rodriguez, then Roy Nelson, then Karatanov, then loses to Hizo, loses to Wolf, beats Travis Fulton. Travis Fulton, who is fucking fought more people than anyone on God's green earth. 248, 49, and 11 record.
Baller.
What the hell?
Dude, Jeff, I shit you not, this guy sometimes has fight three times in a weekend in three states.
Wow.
This guy didn't fuck around,
bills,
man.
I guess.
And
paying
here's the thing is, you want a list of some of the organizations that are no longer around from the Midwest? Look at just go through. I mean, like, he has fought for every organization out there, man. I mean, from Midwest Fighting all the way to the UFC and everything in between, man. It's insane when you look at his record. And he went on, no shit, from like 2004 to 2012, he's like 90-10. He went on two, like, 27 fight win streaks. Here.
Wow.
Here you go, Jeff.
I found the Munson story.
Oh, you did?
Yep. He was
against... Did he send it to you?
No, I just looked it up. He was up against Pay to Pay No at Abu Dhabi, and he used a can opener to open the guard, to pass the guard, and the guy knew that that was an illegal submission, so he tapped, and that got him DQ'd. I mean, you can use a can opener to open a guard, but you can't use it as a submission. The guy just tapped real fast, and then, so he, boom, disqualified. So Jeff took off all his clothes and screamed and yelled and walked out naked.
Fuck, yes.
Yep. That's a puss move, though. You, I mean, to tap, because, you know, just open your legs.
Okay, well, here, let me ask this, dude. If it's a legal move to use, how can it be an illegal submission?
It's one of those rules. It's the same for acts and everything that I do here. You can use the, you can do a can opener, but it's only to open their guard. You can't submit them with it. If they don't open, I mean,
is that
if
just because of the neck
guard,
injuries? Is that,
yeah,
just because of the possible neck injury from that?
Yes. And so anybody's going to open their guard. It doesn't feel good. But
no.
It's a tap.
Anybody that's wrestled has been in a can opener.
It's a tap is not, it's kind of cheesy. Especially at that level when you're going for the gold at Abu Dhabi, you're looking for a little easy way. Out on, win on technicality. I don't know.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking ridiculous.
You're pretty pissed if you take all your clothes off. What do you do when you get outside, Brith, when you do that? I mean...
Well, you know Jeff. You know Jeff doesn't give a shit. Dude, he's probably like, yeah, he probably feels more comfortable like butt ass naked.
Could be.
You know, he's like, anarchy.
Yeah. Man.
He probably just walked to a restaurant and grabbed a bite to eat.
I saw him do a super fight with a grappling match against James Foster. He's a scary dude.
The new champion, it's still fist fights, is Jules the She-Hulk Winters, if I'm reading this correct.
Really?
Yep.
God,
fightout.net just
fight,
posted.
Right?
Fightout.net just posted it, the picture.
Winters?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did she win by a KO in the first round?
I'm looking. It doesn't. Hold on. Doesn't say. Hold on. Here we go. Here's the live round by round. Huh? I want to answer. Tell me. Just give me. I hate when people put up commercials.
You're picking girlfriends for
go.
A KO in the first round?
Nope. She got Julie Winters by UD.
You picking many fights for KOs for girls there, Lepaki?
Like a girl like Veronica Rothenhauser, yeah.
Sure, sure.
I mean, there are. I would say probably 80% of female fights I pick to go the distance.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, I'm not saying they can't finish. It's just the likelihood is that they're going to go the distance.
What the fuck, dude? I can't believe this. I'm reading this. Listen to this, okay? It sounds like Jules is up 2-1. 2 minutes later, 29-28, Julie. And then 2 minutes later, maybe a doctor stoppage for a cut. 1 minute later, or not, going to the judges. Guess it was a 3-round unanimous decision. That was 1 minute later. 1 minute later after that. Okay, I screwed that up. 1 minute later, it was a 5-round decision. I missed something somewhere. How do you miss 2 fucking rounds in a title fight when you're sitting fucking ringside?
Fuck if I know, bro.
That's fucking crazy. But there's your answer. She won. You beat.
I thought you were going to tell me then they had the wrong winner.
No.
Fucking unanimous decision.
That
would have
been
bullshit.
Even funnier, dude. That would have been even funnier.
That was a big fucking fight card. That was like 14 or 15 fights.
Yeah.
Does that have all the results? Send me the link to that.
Yep. It's all the results.
I want to see how I did.
I
really, dude, I have to get up at like fucking 5:45 in the morning, dude. Fuck.
Hey, yeah, speaking of that, dude, I'm not going to be able to make the ICF USA versus UK event tomorrow, man. I got to go to that funeral, bro. So,
I got to work all day tomorrow. I'm not going to be able to watch any. I got work from like 8 to fucking 4. Then I got to drive back to town, and then I got a fucking work dinner at the old office for some awards banquet thing. I don't even know what the hell it is. I think with the Chamber of Commerce all night. At least. And then next weekend, dude, during the fucking, the one fucking GSP fight I want to watch, I got a work fucking obligation.
What the hell do you do on a weekend for work?
Oh, you know, just
as
functions.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Like, well, tomorrow they have a big auction, so I have to, like, answer phones all day and, like, take fucking, you know, order taker all day.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, it's a blast, bro. It's the same thing I had to do last weekend. It was a fucking headache.
I'm going to be an order taker tomorrow, too, but the orders are going in my pocket.
Yeah. I'm not making a squad douche.
Or my wife's pocket. Who am I kidding?
Tomorrow's one of those days that hurts my hourly rate.
Drags it down, drags down the average.
Yeah.
It's a charitable donation, isn't it?
Yep.
Dude, AFC, dude, I was just looking at that card, you know, coming up with Charmaine Sweet on it, bro. You know, the following weekend, they have 2 events. Them boys are balling those events out.
Dude, that's how they do it, man. They do, like, 3 events in, like, 2 days, and then they're fucking done for 6 months. And then they do, like, 3 events in 2 days, and they're like, okay.
We're done.
He wanted to ask
next month.
One time, they did, like, 6 events in 4 weekends last year, like, last June or something.
Yep.
What do you guys think, Gomes or Cyborg?
Cyborg, dude. Idiana didn't even make her fight for who was she supposed to fight at the last Invicta? She got hurt.
She didn't. She stomped her ass. What do you mean she got hurt? Ran over big time. She must be thinking more than one ago.
Hold
she
on,
smashed the last one. I think she's going to win.
Hey, real quick while you're looking that up, quick shout out to our sponsors before we go off the live air. We'll still be recording. You can listen to more.
Vision Smoke Shop. VisionSmoke.com. Clinch your mouth guards. GetClinch.com. Clock Tower Pub, the best sports bar in fucking Redmond. And I always forget the last one, so you do that one.
Brawlbase.com. And thank
oh, yeah.
Madhouse.
Brawlbase.
Thank you, Madhouse, for giving us the opportunity. And if everything goes good, next week we will be having a new sponsor, a tattoo shop out of Austin, Texas, called Black Gold Tattoo. I'll hopefully have all that locked down this week. I'll be super excited because they'll be traveling up to the Oregon area to do tattoos. They're badass. That guy's just sick. But, yeah, thank you for everybody who helps us get this crazy show on where we basically a bunch of friends just kick back and talk shit all night about MMA. But I'm going to play one quick commercial for one of our
sponsors.
Hold on,
man. Right hey, hold on. I was thinking about Claudia Gadella, Jeff, the girl that's supposed to fight Carla Esparza.
Oh, yeah.
Not Edie. I had her and Edie confused.
She had the accidental kick to the or accidental broken nose in seven places.
Yeah.
Dude, if you've been wondering where to find the largest selection of custom glass products in Central Oregon, wonder no more. At Vision Smoke Shop, located on Southwest 6th in Redmond, they feature one-of-a-kind stuff from 16 local glass blowers. They don't only blow glass, they blow your mind, man. They got great prices on hookah products and tobacco, too, so stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Literally, the friendly staff can educate you. They'll be happy to get you up to speed on everything Vision Smoke Shop has to offer. Thinking your hectic disc golf schedule might make it tough to stop by? They understand. And at Visions, they've got everything you need to make your disc golf experience perfect. So it's worth your trip, because if there's one thing they don't like to see wasted, it's time. While you're there, be sure to check out the selection of custom painted longboards. Visit facebook.com/visionsmoke for a first-hand look at some of their unique items. Their prices are already affordable, and they also give a 10% discount to OMMP cardholders, because if there's another thing they don't like to see wasted, it's money. What do they like to see wasted? Well, you figure that one out. Vision Smoke Shop, located in downtown Redmond, the glassiest place in Central Oregon.
They do like, if you want to see something wasted, come see me, man. Dude, why do you have surfboard wax? Surfboard wax.
Huh?
Why do you have surfboard wax?
I have ski wax.
Oh, dude, I keep forgetting. People up here ski. I'm used to surf.
And well, there's not really a lot of surfing going on in fucking Houston, homie.
Dude, what are you
Unless,
talking,
like, you're talking
about? Go down to Galveston. Go down to Galveston or Crystal Beach. Not Crystal Beach, Padre Island. Go down to the Gulf, down off of the Mexican border. Jump the border, going to Boys Town. All you can drink Coronas for $5. They're warm, but it's worth it.
Why would I go to a place called Boys Town? I want to go to a place called Girls Town.
Dude, they're makeshift towns where all the boys come to drink and get laid by all the hookers and free cheap alcohol. They're there one
that
weekend, they're gone the next. I like going down to the Yucatan, man. That place, man, that's just too much partying for a human being.
I figured you'd say you like going to, like, the fucking Greek Peninsula or some shit.
No, dude. Like, going out to Yucatan, man, you just... Oh, God, the partying is insane down there. Insane. But you know what? I will tell you, probably, and you'll probably, you might be able to attest to this, some of the best partying in the world is the Quarter, dude. You just can't beat it.
Yeah.
Dude,
I don't know, dude. Fucking Miami, Fort Lauderdale is a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, it is, especially when they have festivals and, you know, and it's, or it's summertime, you know, and they have big things going on down there. The parties are insane, but, I mean, the Quarter, dude, it don't matter if it's winter, fall, summer, spring, 2 a.m., 6 p.m., noon, it don't matter. You can always go down there and party.
No, that's the truth, man.
And
there's like
you gotta love, dude, like drive-through liquor stores, man, like the Igloos.
Those things blow my mind, man. I just don't understand how they let those things happen.
Dude, I don't either.
So they sell to you, but won't give you a straw or something like that.
Yeah. They give you the straw in the wrapper. But
see,
and then
Jeff,
you have to put the straw in the drink.
Here's what's crazy is in, like, College Station outside of Houston, they got a Wiener Schnitzel. You can get a 32-ounce draft beer in one of those to-go, like, Coca-Cola cups with a lid on it and, like, some chili dogs, man. They serve pitchers on the patio at this fast food joint.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have it?
Dude, I love Wiener Schnitzel, man. They got the five chili dogs for $5. That's the bomb.
That sounds real healthy.
Yeah, and speaking of real healthy, I need to go munch.
Yeah. We should probably wrap this up.
Yeah, I've been making these kick-ass elk sliders. You guys got to try them. They're dank. Nature Boy Meats. Okay, everybody, Eagle.
Silver
Eagle.
Dollar. Silver Dollar.
Silver Dollar.
Silver Dollar.